Send a movie idea.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where the winner will be given the honour of naming the new ninth planet in our solar system. We're about to find it, John. There's no name for it. I'm Joel, a man who puts the hot in dichotomy, and across from me is John Harris, a man who this week bravely fought up the courage to go to a park for the first time. Not the first time in lockdown. This was John's first time in a park.
Very good.
What's this? How was it?
Yeah, it was fine. What's this ninth planet? That's what I want to know about. What?
Who knows, mate? We're apparently close to finding it.
What, in our solar system?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I thought the solar system was relatively well covered now. I thought we had got that down.
Really?
I don't know.
The arrogance of man. What about this one from Ben? The invention of crying. Ricky Gervais learns how to be sad in an otherwise extremely happy world.
Oh dear.
Everyone's happy all the time, having a really lovely time. Nothing sad ever happens. And then one day he just wakes up and he's weeping.
I think it should be more literal. Like, people can have all the emotions. It's just no one's cried before. So,
okay.
So everyone should, you know, imagine if you've never seen crying before and suddenly water starts coming out of someone's eye. You'd think they're broken.
You would, or you'd think they're a saint, like the one that cried blood, milk. I don't know. No, blood's the Bond villain, milk's the saint. It's like remembering your left and right. Like, the one that cried blood is the Bond villain, the one that cried milk is the saint.
What? I don't know. I know that there are statues that have cried.
Apparently there's a guy out there crying wolves. I don't even know how that happens.
What?
There's that kid that cries wolves. That's crazy, right? milk and blood's weird enough, but wolves from your eyes?
How big are these wolves?
The boy who cried wolf. I just can't understand it. I don't know why people aren't talking about that more in that story. A kid can cry out wolves in his eyes.
It's like a horrendous werewolf transition, but at the end of it, a wolf appears from his eye.
Exactly.
The boy.
Anyway, Gervais, you know, he's not made anything good for ages, apart from occasional jokes at award ceremonies. He needs a new film to get him back on track. This is it, The Invention of Crying.
The thing is, Joel, you're what I would describe as... Actually, no, you're not... Are you a bit of a Gervais apologist? No, you love his classic stuff. I'd say you pretty much give up after standard.
I think that, yeah, there's definitely a bunch of us who love The Office, we love Extras, we love all the podcasts, and then deny anything ever happened since.
Whereas, but like, there are a lot of Gervais fans who think this Afterlife stuff is pretty good.
There's people who think it's the best thing he's ever done, and I think those people are thick.
Mate, that's how we're going to get cancelled.
Good. Oh, if I get cancelled for that, bring it on. Bring it on, because at least I'd have been cancelled for something I stand by. No, I've watched a series and a half of Afterlife, and it's stupid and not funny.
Right, potential spoilers for Afterlife, because for the record, I don't watch Afterlife, but my girlfriend did, and I walked in and witnessed 10 minutes in which the newspaper that he was going to work for was going to shut down until he asked someone not to shut it down, at which point they didn't shut it down.
Mate, exactly. Every episode's like that. I just feel like it's just the laziest. I can't even. Let's not, because I could do 40 minutes now on why that show's so bad.
Oh, dear.
But I won't.
What about this one from Big Rock Creative? He hasn't given us. He hasn't. He's got a picture. I assume he's a man on Twitter that suggests that. But he hasn't given me a name. Infinity War, which I would argue is Infinity War, because those guys are hunks.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm more interested in Big Rock Creative. Just Dwayne Johnson and an easel. Just having. He's like the new Bob Ross.
See, Big Rock Creative could also be
Dwayne the Ross Johnson.
Nice. And like, just to double pun it, he's a sculptor and he starts off with an enormous rock and he chisels that down to him.
Until there's something more chiseled in the room than him. That's great.
That's one of the hardest things about art is knowing when a piece is finished. And with the rock, you'll know when it's more chiseled than he is. That's good.
It's going to take some time. Yeah, I'm into that. Thanks, Big Rock Creative. That's great. I had to deal with a really big ice sculpture and it was really tricky.
Was this in your former life? No, it was. I was going to say the wedding venue former life, but it's not. It's the production.
No, it was there.
Oh, it was.
It was there. Yeah, someone had a great big ice sculpture at their wedding. And it's lovely for the first hour. But then I was just having to replace buckets underneath it all night. And then you can't leave it there overnight because it will flood everywhere. Like, the thing was enormous. And the wedding venue was in a castle. So me and another guy that worked there managed to get it in a wheelbarrow and we just threw it down the moat. It was great. It was like 8 foot tall. It was really good fun.
Well, that's the best.
But the thing is, like, the next morning, the bride and groom can't come in and be like, we wanted to take our ice sculpture home. Mate, it's just ice.
What was the ice sculpture of? A swan?
Yeah, I think it was a big swan. They're really heavy.
Ice, mate.
That's just ice. Ice is so heavy. But then again, water's pretty heavy as well.
Gas?
Light.
Yeah.
Pretty light. Interestingly, things underwater are light, but water's heavy.
Oh, dear.
If I had kids, imagine how bad the homeschooling would be going right now in lockdown. How about this one from Tom, friend of the show Tom? Rocky Balboa Constrictor. Rocky is down on his luck and out of cash, and so he agrees to fight a giant snake.
But I would watch the film and I would watch the pay-for event that would be that fight.
Sounds great, doesn't it? It's like when they used to get sprinters to race against horses or whatever. You know, you conquer the human side of your sport or skill. What's next? Taking on nature's biggest beast. I feel like, wasn't there a thing about, who's the swimming guy? Oh, man.
Phelps?
I hate myself. Michael Phelps. Didn't they? I mean, this didn't actually happen, but there was something about Phelps versus a shark. Wasn't there?
Yeah, but yeah, I think that does ring a bell. In America, they have Shark Week, which is a week of TV dedicated to sharks. I haven't seen it, but I assume all channels change all of their programming. So Disney Channel.
Yeah, Michael Phelps did swim against a great white.
And?
Oh, he was eaten alive. Oh, that's a shame. Oh, this is the last we ever heard of. Oh, this is taking a real turn.
All I'm saying is, would boxing be allowed in corona times if the opponent isn't a human?
Oh, it's a good question.
I think we could. This is how we get
pretty difficult. It's pretty difficult to put your hand sanitizer on with those gloves on, isn't it?
For the record, we had some correspondence about our conversation regarding tennis being totally COVID safe when this week it was announced that Novak Djokovic's tour was riddled with COVID.
Yeah, but he's an outlier, right? He was at a championship in Belgrade or something, and it was full of fans. And also, he's an anti-vaxxer. I mean, his name's Novax, for God's sake. The signs have been there all along. He doesn't count.
Okay, fine.
He doesn't count. And maybe, look, if he was playing tennis against, I don't know, an albatross, it would have been fine.
An orangutan.
Oh, what would be?
They could sit still because their arms are long enough, I think, that they could just sit still and they wouldn't really need to do much work. Just return the volley.
Yeah, it's a good point. Let us know which animal you think would be best at tennis. And also let us know which sport you'd like to see a human against and which animal. What? I don't know. I remember when I was a kid, they did this, like, it was when Walking with Dinosaurs was all the rage. I think they used, like, the similar technology to make, like, the Olympics, but if animals competed.
Oh, great.
This is on TV. And I vividly remember, I don't remember anything really from it, apart from the fact that they did like a flea doing high jump, and they made it, if the flea was human sized, what the equivalent jump height would be, and that it like jumped out the stadium.
I mean, I knew, as you were telling the story, I knew where that was going, but it's still fun to hear.
Yeah, they just made the flea 6 foot tall and then it just sprang out of the stadium. Stupid Olympics. What's the point? Because a flea isn't that big.
I like the idea that we do this. Somehow animal cruelty free, for the record. Yeah, and we just get people gambling on, you know, which four-legged creature is going to win the 100 metres.
Animal Games from 2004. As the human world gathers to stage the Olympic Games, this programme looks at what would happen if animals were to do the same. Well, I'll tell you for now, the infrastructure would be a nightmare. They're not organising the transport, the influx of animals from all around the world. What's the opening ceremony going to look like?
How are you checking for doping?
Yeah, it's got... Competitors from the mammal, bird, insect, herptile and fish nations are scaled to human size as they compete in Olympic events. On-screen BBC Sport graphics impart facts and figures with commentary from John Motson and Jonathan Pearce.
No way! Actual
I bet when you're a commentator, it's so great to do those gigs. Like, Jonathan Pearce obviously did Robot Wars. And as a result of Jonathan Pearce doing Robot Wars, Jonathan Pearce is in an episode of The Sopranos when the kid is watching Robot Wars. How cool is that? But yeah, I bet it's great when you get to do a non-sport thing. They're like, right, John, right, Motty, can you come and talk about a flea? It's a human-sized flea. And it's got out of the stadium. Get your tape measure, would you?
It's like, where is this stadium? I'd like it if they'd like recreated it. So there's like a crew of people running towards it, like a wobbly camera running somewhere in like the part, like in Wembley somewhere, just outside like a chip shop. And there's just the fleas landed.
Well, John, I've got good news for you. The entire thing is on YouTube. I've just watched what looks like a maggot doing pole vault. That's me done. That's my Sunday night done, guys. Animal Games. Only 9,363 views on YouTube. I tell you, by this time next week, that's going to be doubled.
Oh, dear. Well, I feel like we can't move on, but we probably should. What about...
Yeah, we probably should.
What about this one from Stu, friend of the show? The Passion of the Heist. Ocean's 11, but instead of George Clooney, it's our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Hey, how many disciples did he have?
Shit.
Hey, maybe Ocean's 12 is about the Bible.
People okay, do that, don't they? Where they like reread like films and texts and stuff to give it religious meaning. So I can't see why we can't watch Ocean's 12.
They're breaking Jesus out of the cave. The disciples get together, they're breaking Jesus out of the cave. And they do it by reconstructing a fake cave and pointing the CCTV at that.
Very nice. When Jesus leaves the cave, when Jesus leaves the cave,
yep.
The cave had a big rock put on it, right? I haven't made that up. That's part of the narrative.
They rolled a big rock in front of the cave, yeah.
What is? Does Jesus punch through it? We never see.
Yeah, Jesus rolls it back. He's super strong. That's not really talked about that much, but he's kind of like the Hulk. You don't really think about. We got the water into wine stuff. He can heal people, but also he was so strong.
Yeah, he had superhero powers, but yeah, all we only really hear about him doing food magic, really. That's mostly what we hear about.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And we know he's pretty strong because he carried that guy in the sand for so long.
Yeah.
With the footprints. It's all good stuff. The original superheroes. I bet there's some sort of Sunday school going on where they're like, Jesus, the original Avenger.
Yeah, like a guy sitting on a kid's desk going, I'll tell you who's a real Superman.
Taking the comic book out of his hands and throwing it over his shoulder, handing him the Bible. This is the real Marvel.
Alternative
DC, JC.
Alternative suggestion for Passion of the Heist is just someone who's really into heists. Like, he really gets off on a heist.
So he's always doing them.
Yeah.
And just loving the process. He gets into the vault. He doesn't even want any of the cash.
Isn't there a film called Crash? Not the Crash you're thinking of. There's another film called Crash about people who get turned on by crashes.
Yeah. Sexy Crash. So Justin Timberlake song.
Oh, dear.
I did a sexy crash. Imagine if that was your kink. What a nightmare. The cars you'd write off. The cars you'd write off just to get off. That's very what the nice. Slogan of the film was.
What about this one from Lizzie? Troy brackets Deeney. I don't know what's happening here, Joel.
He's a football player. He plays for Watford FC. He's kind of like a bullish striker, captain, leader, legend figure. Very good in interviews. Not afraid to speak out. He talked at one famous interview, I think, where he talks about Arsenal needing cojones. They didn't have the cojones to deal with us or something like that. I like Troy Deeney. He's a good guy. And I feel like he could command some sort of Greek battalion.
Well, who were the Greeks fighting against? Could we have some press conferences where he's saying they don't have the cojones?
They don't have the... Yeah, there were quite a lot of press conferences before wars, weren't there? In ancient Greece.
That would improve.
So you're going up against the Romans tomorrow, Troy. How are you feeling? Well, preparation's been pretty good amongst the lads, actually. You know, we've got a game plan. If we stick to that, we're going to be all right.
I would watch that.
Yeah, so would I. I'm not going to have anything to watch after Animal Games. So give me ancient press conferences.
Instead of potentially before war, we could do it. Like gladiators were their day celebrity and sports stars. So they definitely could do press conferences.
100%. They must have been. I bet there was someone, but they did a little press conference and there's just people like with some stone tablets hammering in their quotes to them as they go.
Oh, man.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right, what about this one from Sophie? Uncut Hems. Adam Sandler sells fabric.
Very nice. Very, very nice. I think twice I've rewatched that Adam Sandler acceptance speech from the Independent Spirit Awards from this year?
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
Yes. The thing that I like Adam Sandler. No. I like Adam Sandler a lot. I don't love the voice he does. And he does the voice at the beginning of the speech. And I think it's like a anxiety thing. It's like a protective thing, isn't it? That's his stage character.
Yeah.
So like I can't really be too critical of it because it's obviously a thing.
You're sounding quite critical.
No, but everything he says is brilliant and it's really funny. And I haven't watched it, but I've had multiple people who I respect and believe know good comedy who have told me that Adam Sandler's Netflix stand-up is actually really good as well.
Long live the Sandman. I've been really getting into opening monologues from award ceremonies. That's the stage of lockdown I'm at now.
Wow.
Thoughts on that?
Which ones have you enjoyed?
Aubrey Plaza did a great sing-along one. Also at the Independent Spirit Awards, I think. There's a couple of Andy Samberg ones in there. I've obviously been enjoying Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They're amazing. Really? Is that a weird thing to be getting into? I've been getting pretty into it.
You pointed me in the direction of a really weird Andy Samberg moment from Spirit Awards where, what does he do?
He sings Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds from the film The Breakfast Club as the actor Judd Nelson. And it's basically about moving from indie movies to great big Hollywood studio films.
Oh yeah, that's it.
It's great.
I should.
There's a world of content out there. All from award ceremonies that I'm only just learning about.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, award ceremonies are fun, I guess, as someone who probably won't be attending many in his life.
Hey, don't do yourself down like that.
I was listening to a podcast and they said something about award ceremonies that is so true that it really hadn't like registered until they said it. It's amazing that you can do is you can get everyone who's done the best at a certain thing one year, like all of them in a room, and then tell most of them that they're failures.
Yeah.
I've never really thought of it that way. Like, yeah, most of the people who go to award ceremonies fail, even though they are the creme de la creme.
Yeah, I guess. But you've been nominated, so you've succeeded in a way. The people that aren't at the award ceremony, they're the real failures.
And the subject of failures, shall we move on to our ideas, Joel?
Hey, let's do our ideas. Here's my ideas. This one's from me. Lava, actually. It's exactly the same as Love Actually, except there's an unidentified enormous volcano lying dormant underneath London that could go off at any second.
Great. Is this inspired?
And it does. That's the denouement.
Oh, fine. Is this inspired by the that weird Netflix show?
Oh, the one currently paused on my TV, you mean, John?
He's turned his computer around to show the whole
Floor is Lava, Series 1, Episode 4, The Kitchen, : Level 1. Have you watched it?
No.
Obviously it's great. It's just people trying to navigate a slippery room. What's not great about that?
Next. That's what they were told at Netflix.
I've reached the stage in lockdown where I'm watching award ceremony opening monologues and then I'm kicking back with an episode of Floor is Lava and then Animal Games from 2004.
We're supposed to recommend things after the finish.
I am subscribed to every single on-demand service and I am watching Andy Samberg sing a song at an award ceremony 10 times, followed up by Animal Games.
Yeah.
And people falling over in a wet room.
Well, what's the one they had on a Saturday night on BBC hosted by Richard Hammond?
Wipeout.
Yeah, I assume it's a Total Wipeout vibe, right?
Yeah, it is, but it's like more concentrated to a single room. It's actually more of sort of a puzzle element to it.
Oh.
Ah, now you're interested, you nerd. Do you know the Total Wipeout? I always thought I'd quite like to do that because, I mean, this might all be hearsay, but they filmed it in Argentina.
Yeah.
I know that's true. I think because the insurance was cheaper for people if they injured themselves.
I feel like I've heard that rumor
too. How much cheaper if you're flying all of these British contestants out to Argentina? What are the rules like there out there like? Apparently Takeshi's Castle was also filmed just outside of Buenos Aires. I made that up. But Argentina's the home of risky TV.
The thing that's weird about the Total Wipeout one is, like, for us in the UK, we have the NHS. I don't really...
And your boys from St John's Ambulance, they could be sat just off screen, couldn't they?
Exactly.
With a couple of plasters and a thermos flask. Shout out to our boys in St John's Ambulance, yeah, if you're listening.
International listeners, you won't know what it's like to go to a town fete or a late night shopping.
And feel safe as hell. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, wait, what was your idea? So Love Actually, but there's lava.
But yeah, so like when the weird guy's showing the Bob Dylan-style cards to Keira Knightley, he's actually warning of a coming apocalypse instead of just being a creepy guy. He's like, in this one, he's being submerged in lava. He's like, help, my feet are on fire. Let me inside.
And he can't.
And she's still doing the same sort of smiley facial reactions. But he's screaming.
He can't. He's doing the signs because he can't scream because Chiwetel Ejiofor is in some way implicated in the lava incident. Somehow he invented the lava. Invented?
He's the evil volcano guy, yeah.
Well,
he set it off.
He does a good villain. He did in The Lion King. Also, it would change the sequence where Colin Firth, all of his writing goes into the lake if they just boil alive.
They just boil alive. And the reason they're running to the airport is not because he fancies someone. It's so they can get the last flight out of London because it's submerged in lava.
Amazing.
Bill Nye still just gets Christmas number one and no bad stuff comes to Bill Nye because he's great.
Agreed. Well, that was weird. Here's my one. Mr. T, brackets, Umness. Mr. Tumness.
Mr. T, just Mr. Tumness covered in bling.
Yeah, or Mr. T plays, is a, I don't know what that creature is, Mr. Tumness.
A thorn?
A thorn, thank you. He's a thorn.
Fawn. F-A-W-N, not a thorn.
No, am I saying it wrong? Thorn.
You're saying it like a...
Thorn.
A thorn in your side.
I've always had an issue with T-H and F-R-E. Wait,
what?
I've got that wrong. T-H and F.
I thought my one was going to be the weirdest one.
Right.
You're just saying letters.
Right, Mr. Tumnus, but it's Mr. T. The thing about Mr. T is, in my head, he is B.A. Baracus. I don't really... Is there any... There aren't many...
Yeah, I feel like that's probably haunted him.
Yeah. And...
He, not a man with range.
And he did that song about loving mothers. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, treat her right. Treat your mother right.
Yeah.
I've seen it, John. I've been on the internet.
So in my head, when I was thinking about Mr. T. Umnus, I was like, oh, well, he'll have to be afraid of planes. But two, one, that's not Mr. T. That's B.A. Baracus. And two, I don't remember seeing many in Narnia planes. Maybe that's why he went to Narnia.
Isn't it weird that a man who won't get on a plane is named after British Airways?
B.A. Baracus.
His name's British Airways.
Very nice.
It's kind of crazy.
Very good.
Has anyone ever made that observation before? If not, when the open mic circuit kicks back in, you're going to find me on stage. Isn't it crazy?
Right, yeah, so Mr. B.A. Baracus. No, wait, oh, I'm confused. I've confused myself, Joel. It wasn't even that good an idea. Mr. T, he's in Narnia. He saves the kids from the lion, who is God. That is actually about God, unlike Oceans of 12.
Yep, and the winner this week is Rocky Balboa Constrictor. It's been a pleasure talking nonsense. It's been one of the weirder ones.
I don't know.
For a while, and I've liked it. John, you've been excellent. Well done, John.
Thank you.
Send us film ideas. God knows we need them.
Please.
You've just heard 20-odd minutes of evidence that we need them.
Please send us film ideas.
So send them in. Review, all that jazz. More of us after this. Good stuff.
Oh, wow. What an episode.
A crazy one. I like this bit. It's like we're doing a post-match analysis of us.
It was an episode of two halves.
We kept going until the end.
110%.
That's just our style. Give it 110%. I enjoyed doing that. And knowing this, but we normally recommend things. But as you well know, my recommendations are opening monologues from award shows, the Netflix show The Floor is Lava, and also Animal Games from BBC from 2004.
Oh dear.
When I see people after lockdown, what have you been watching? I saw this flea jump out of a stadium.
I can't wait to see it.
So, how about you, John? What have you been up to?
This weekend, way back in the past, when Watchmen was showing on Sky, I went home to my family home and they have Sky. And so I watched like the first five episodes. And then this weekend, it got too much and I had to watch the rest. So I paid, even though like you, I have all of the subscription services coming out of my account monthly, I then paid £20 to watch the rest of that series of Watchmen.
Good though, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's so good.
The first half was good. The second half is incredible. I'm so glad
I loved it so much.
Yeah, so that was really good. Also, Star Wars Podracer, loving it. Having a wonderful time playing that.
Wicked.
But yeah, no, not really much else, Joel. In the UK, in London in particular, Thursday and Friday were the hottest days ever. Both nights I slept on the sofa because that was better than sharing a nice double bed with another human being because it was that hot. Horrible.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was absolutely outrageous.
Horrible. I was genuinely angry by the end of Friday. So, and then everyone else was like, oh my... My fun weekend is ruined by some rain, and I was so happy to see...
Just out dancing in the rain.
Yeah. Like the end of Shawshank Redemption.
Ah, good stuff. All right then, John, you've done very well there.
Thank you, mate.
Everyone's very proud. I hope you have a lovely week. If you're listening to this, if you've made it this far...
What are you doing?
You can claim your prize by tweeting me and saying, where's my prize? And I will send you your prize.
And?
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.